It is said there is strength in numbers. Well, today from the International Gospel Hour, let's see how two are better than one. It's an awesome study from Ecclesiastes. It's just ahead. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. So let's listen today. Here's Jeff.
Well, hello everyone and greetings to you. We are always delighted that you choose to tune in to our broadcast from the International Gospel Hour. No matter where you may be hearing us from, whether your favorite over-the-air radio station or by a podcast option, internet, wherever the case might be, thank you for tuning in and letting us know that you're listening to us. If you don't mind, our toll-free number is 855-444-6988. That's 855-444-6988. Just give us a call and tell us where you're listening to our broadcast from. Now, you can also write us at internationalgospelhour.com and click on the contact tab there at our website, and you can drop us a message if that'll work better, or a quick email at info@internationalgospelhour.com. Yes, friends, we would love to hear from you. If nothing else, just say, just leave us a name and just I've listened to you on, and just let us know where you are hearing our broadcast. Thank you for that. It's always a joy and an honor to open the Bible, the Word of God, of which the psalmist expressed, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Psalm 119 and verse 105. Now, before we begin our discussion, we have a very special giveaway just for you. So I'm going to go to our J-Web, and then we'll be right back with our study today.
Courtesy of our friends at apologeticspress.org, we at International Gospel Hour have a limited supply of Valor and Virtue, a Christian apologetics magazine for teens. It is a great resource for any age, but especially for the challenging teen years. Get your free copy today by calling toll-free at 855-444-6988. Leave your name and address and just say Valor. That's it. Again, that's 855-444-6988. Leave your name and address and just say Valor. You can also request it through our website at internationalgospelhour.com. Click on the Contact tab and leave us your name and address and put Valor in the message box. We will send you a copy while supplies last, so get yours quickly.
In Ecclesiastes 4 in verse 9, the Bible says two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion, but woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. Again, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? Though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Ecclesiastes 4, verses 9 through 12. Two are better than one. From our lesson text, friends, there is strength. If one falls, the other helps him up. If one suffers from cold, a friend can help. It builds. If one is attacked, two will be there. And it's hard to break that threefold cord. Now, the best illustration that I know, take a simple, as we would say, a simple yellow number two pencil. It's easy to break in half. But when you put three or four together, you try to break them. If you're really strong, you can, but the more they're together, the stronger it becomes. And you know what's interesting? Solomon here had it all, but he told us where true strength and true blessings are found. I want us to think about a couple of good biblical teachings as time allows, and to see how two are better than one. How about grace through faith? Ephesians 2, 8 through 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. He's writing here to Christians, those Ephesian Christians that had obeyed the gospel through their faith, through their obedient faith. They repented and confessed Christ, and yes, were baptized into Christ. They were in Jesus Christ, wherein is all spiritual blessings, Ephesians 1:3. Now let's think about this for a moment. Grace, that's God's response to man, and faith is man's response to God. If a man fails to accept God's grace, he fails to be obedient, then he is alone. But two are better than one. Grace through faith. In Titus 2, verses 11 through 14, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Friends, according to Romans 6, verses 1 and 2, sin and saving grace cannot go together. And in Romans 14, 23, sin and faith cannot go together. One is saved by the grace of God through the obedient faith of man. Two, indeed, are better than one. How about one's salvation in Christ? In Acts 4 and verse 12, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. That tells me there's no salvation in me. It takes Christ and my obedience to Christ. When Jesus said in John 14, verse 6, that he is the way, the truth, and the life, no one comes to the Father except through me. What if I fail to go through Christ? What if I fail to obey Christ? Then, friends, his salvation is null to my life. What is in Christ is in his church. What is in Christ is in the church of Christ. And you cannot separate Christ and the church. For in Acts 2 and verse 47, the Lord added the saved to the church. When there are individuals that say you can be saved without the church, that's not true, friends, not according to the Bible. The Lord added the saved to the church. And the church is the body of Christ. Ephesians 1, 22 and 23, and Colossians 1 and verse 18. And we're instructed in Ephesians 4, 4 through 6, of the seven ones that are listed, there is one body. Well, friends, if the church is the body, and there is one body, then would not God want us to be part of that one church, which is his body? The church that is subject unto Jesus Christ, Ephesians 5 and verse 22. You see, friends, one who is outside of Christ is by himself. When he is not in Christ, in the church that belongs to Christ, the church that is Christ, the church that is of Christ, then, friends, one is alone. We can easily say two are better than one. What about the individual that fails to accept Christ, to accept the teachings of Christ, who fails to move on faith in Christ, to repent of sin and confess Christ, and to be baptized? They are one. They are by themselves outside of Christ. And God forbid that be the case. Friends, there's a lot to grasp here from Ecclesiastes 4 that two are indeed better than one. There is comfort, there is strength, there is assurance. Friends, have we prompted you to think a little bit more about you yourself? And how two are better than one, and you need Christ. We're thankful to offer through our broadcast on a number of occasions, and I try to do so at least every other broadcast, but it's always available. We mail Bible study courses to you absolutely free. Would you like to try one to begin a study? and maybe you can use it for daily study and seek out those things that be of God. Here is our J-Web with the simple details of how you can receive that Bible course by mail.
Our well-received Bible study course by mail is available to everyone absolutely free. Would you like to try it? All you do is call us toll-free at 855-444-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say home study. That's it. That's all you have to do. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type home study in the message box. At your own pace, you can study the Bible in your own home. Again, it's free. Give it a try, and it's from your friends here at International Gospel Hour.
Two are indeed better than one, friends, because within that thought there is comfort, strength, and assurance. One's faith and obedience responds to His loving grace, and one is to be safely in Christ Jesus, obedient unto Him. Two indeed are better than one. And let us help you in your study and your pursuit of the things that be of God. And we're grateful to do so. If you would like to write to us, we're P.O. Box 118, Fayetteville, Tennessee 37334. That's International Gospel Hour, P.O. Box 118, Fayetteville, Tennessee 37334. We would love to hear from you. And if you would like to call us, once again, our toll-free number, as mentioned earlier, 855-444-6988. And leave us a message. Let us know where you're listening to our broadcast. And we thank you for listening. You very well may tune us in on your favorite podcast platform. Just search for International Gospel Hour. We are certain you'll find us there. Also, if you'd like to view our broadcast, our TV program, it's available on our YouTube channel, and that's available at International Gospel Hour. That's the channel on YouTube, and you can watch our program as well. We appreciate you tuning in to our broadcast from the International Gospel Hour, and we'll continue our studies at another time. I'm Jeff Archie. Thank you once again, friends, and as always, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to our other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.